Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
All right. Welcome to Puddles. It's your host, Andrew Collin, joined by my co-host,
Brenna LaRocque.
Brenna is live from Chicago. She is at her sister's house, who just had a baby. And Brenna is using her brother-in-law's computer, and she's using a headset where she looks exactly like a call center photo of a woman that makes you trust them. Like, you
dude,
could
like
be
on a
perfect,
brochure.
You could be a brochure. I mean, if you're not watching on YouTube, yeah, you're a perfect face for, I would trust that face.
Hey, after I started taking antidepressants and started working from home, I got my life together.
You never took antidepressants, did you? Or did you? You tried it.
Not mine.
You were stealing? You were stealing prosies?
Dude, yeah, I used to steal antidepressants and Xanax. Now I just borrow Xanax.
Yeah, who would you steal from?
One of my friends would like take it from their dad or their grandpa, and then I think I tried my brother's Wellbutrin a little bit because he stopped taking it.
But so you thought if it like caught on, you would then meet with someone, or did you even have that plan?
No, I genuinely thought I was depressed, but I was like, I guess I'll just take this medication instead of like going and trying to find my own.
No, I get that, but I'm saying you didn't do any research and knowing that you have to take it for like a couple months for it to get into your bloodstream to get you going.
I thought that like
you were just taking it like Tylenol.
I didn't think it was like. Like Tylenol, but yeah. I didn't think it would be 3 months. I thought if I just took it for a few days, I'd be like, okay, I'm feeling good again.
You trained your mental health like a sprained knee. Hilarious.
Dude. I don't know. I was messed up.
I get it. I haven't done that, but
it's been a while since you've been on antidepressants.
I know. Sometimes I think I need them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think you do. I like you more off of them. I like you for you.
Yeah, but I have to like myself. You like when I hate myself.
No, I like when your penis gets hard.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Nothing will screw up your sex drive like antidepressants and birth control. Boy, I tell you what.
I love the idea of me not taking mine so I can't get a hard on, which then makes you steal mine because you're sad. Dude, man, it is a commitment once you start taking them, you know. And then I started taking Wellbutrin, and then I could get hard, but I'm like, why am I have to do a cocktail?
It was a struggle.
Yeah, but you know, I don't think my lows were as low. I probably could have used them for the move to LA, probably. Yeah. But anyhow, now I just work out, and but you're gone, and. You yeah. went, your sister had a baby. How old yeah. the baby's like?
My sister had a baby.
You just send me photos of this kid.
I don't even text Andrew throughout the day. I just am like, here's a photo of this alien baby. He's like 12 days old. He's brand new. And he grows every day. Like today we woke up. We have this routine down, you know, like we're on the baby's routine. And this morning, so this is the second morning I've been here but third day. And I go up, so we go upstairs every morning and we just stare at him because he's super active in the morning. So I go up to my sister's bed and we just drink coffee and stare at him because he's just looking at us and looking at the lights. And I swear this morning he had like, he grew like a whole head of hair overnight. You could see his hairline all of a sudden and his eyes are opening bigger. And yeah, it's really cool
Time
to
out.
See.
You think his hair grew overnight?
No, like he
did you steal like, my bald spray?
Yeah, I took your antidepressants and your bald spray.
Dude, what did you're fucking
it's so
me
funny
up.
It's so funny for me to care more about like my nephew's hairline than yours. Be like he needs it more than you.
It's so jealous of like he's just getting his hair coming in and yeah. Mine is going out. But yeah, dude, no, I mean it's crazy. You send me photos. He looks like a little angel.
Yeah, he's so angelic and just beautiful. And like,
you're
just
smelling his brain.
Yeah.
Brenna thinks a baby's head is so thin that it's his, the baby smell is the brain.
Well, I read on Reddit that you like this because people love the smell of specifically of newborns' babies' heads. And somebody commented, you know, like, what's one weird thing you know about the human body? I'm sure it was like an Ask Reddit. And they said that smell that you like on babies is actually you're smelling like their brains because they have soft spots. And that's like what the smell is that we like, which I don't care. He still smells delicious.
No, look, I mean, there's not every day that you get to smell a brain. I'll tell you what, my head is so thick. I got no smell there. You know, I got nothing. Freaking, I'm falling apart here. Brenna's never left me alone. I'm always on the road. Brenna's never on the road. So I'm never alone in our own apartment, really. And for a minute there, I was like, sweet relief. I could breathe. I could live my bachelor life, which I realized I went and played golf 3 days in a row. And I played 18 holes, and I didn't even think for a second, like, I have to get home. And that felt kind of cool. And then that kind of goes away pretty quick because then you're like, wow, no one needs me home. No one cares where I'm at. I could die on this course and no one would care.
And, it's okay. I've been tracking you, making sure you're getting home okay. Oh, my God.
So, and then I ended up, so I played 18 holes every day, 3 days in a row. And I played yesterday. And I played terrible. Well, pretty bad at this course that's apparently the best course in LA. So I was like really looking forward to it.
Which, if we're being honest, it's not in LA. You drove for over an hour to get to it.
Yeah, it's called Rustic Canyon. It's probably like it's not in LA. I don't even know if it's in California. But I drove all the way there and I put so much of it in my mind because I'm like, I never get this much time to do it. And so I was so depressed driving back. I was like, God damn it. I can't even fucking play golf. This is my escape. And it's even stressing me out. And so I was like, I got to get a pizza. Meanwhile, I told Brenna when she left that I'm only eating salads.
Yeah,
and when she comes back, I'm going to look fantastic.
Yeah. I was promised a six pack by the time I came back.
No, you just get a six pack of Coors Light and a fucking grind, man. So I end up going to this one pizza place that I saw on TikTok called Apologina's or something. And I get there and I try to open the door. The door's locked. I can't get in. And this like burly man goes, we close at 8:30. And it was like 9 o'clock. And I was like, fuck, man. So then I went back to our old stomping ground, Prime, and got four slices and a Diet Coke. And then I crushed those in. I crushed one in the car, burnt the roof of my mouth. The roof of my mouth was like falling off. And then I got home and I was like, God, the roof of my mouth, what can calm that? Because, and I was like, ice cream will help the roof of my mouth. And so I fucking ordered Van Loo and a pint and I just crushed the pint in bed.
What
so
flavor?
Fucking honeycomb, peanut butter honeycomb.
So
with
good.
Brownie. Oh my God. And I was like, my mouth doesn't feel that bad anymore. But holy shit, I woke up this morning like You know when like pizza boxes are the one thing where like after you eat a pizza, you could tear, you know, apart the box to throw it away, but you never do it. So a pizza box is always like huge and like it's always on the counter and like yeah. there's like
or like on just... top of the trash can.
And you want to get rid of it, but you also like you're so like kind of hungover from food that you can't throw it away in the outdoor trash can. So you're just staring at
your shame.
Bad decision.
Yeah, your shame.
And I shouldn't care that much. But
you shouldn't, because you do eat really healthy. Like you've been pretty disciplined, but it almost is just like makes it harder, because I think when you're focused on getting so healthy, that one meal, you just feel like it set you back so far. When the truth is, it's actually just, I mean, you know, there's a difference between like being in a calorie deficit and wanting to lose weight versus just like leading a healthy lifestyle, which I think that you want to do both. But if you're really looking at it just from like a weight loss perspective, like it's fine, but you know.
Yeah, but you're gone for like 2 days. I just have boxes of fucking pizza, ice cream empty. I'm fucking clothes are all over the ground. And
I know, I was wondering, I cleaned the place before I left, like specifically was like, let me bleach the toilet. Let me clean up mango stuff, like do the things that I just know like you're not going to do, and I can't go 2 weeks without it being clean. I can do like one, but I was like, I have to do this now. But I was wondering, I'm curious to see what your standard of like picking up for me is when I come.
Oh, it's not going to be, I'm not, it's bad.
I know. I literally did like 4 loads of laundry for Andrew at the laundromat. Like I did it all. And I just know it's already a pigsty. I mean, when I lived separately from Andrew, he had carrots under the bed. He had a closet. Andrew had a very nice guest or like a very nice bedroom with like a big bathroom that I loved. It was like double sink, floor to ceiling, tile shower, all of it. And then in the very back behind that was like this huge walk-in closet that's big enough for two people. And he didn't hang up a single item of clothing. It was if a schizophrenic was given a storage unit. Like it was like just piles and piles and piles of boxes and blankets. I found a blush back there and I was like, whose blush is this?
And then I was blushing. Gosh. Yeah, it was I think that closet is bigger than our current apartment.
Yeah.
But huge. Yeah, I've always been a disaster on my own in regards to, you know, when I lived in New York, I had a bed that was a queen on top of a full, you know, like lit on top of a full, whatchamacallit, bed frame forever. And it just like, and you know, like going back, like I got my window knocked out, I remember, of my car. And so I just didn't have a window for about 8 months. I just put a garbage bag over it.
Wow.
Like I've always just put a Band-Aid on all these things and just been able to ignore them. I don't know. I just don't really focus on them. And I've been better, but I quickly realized since you left, you know, because a lot of times I'm on the road, I'm at a hotel room, I'll just spread out. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I don't really see my filth. But I'll tell you what.
You realized how much I pick up and do for us?
No. I would never give you credit. I would never give
you credit. I know. I was like, maybe it'll make him appreciate my contributions more.
This is why you cleaned up. You're such a psychopath.
Dude, oh my God. This morning, I woke up and I looked at your location because I didn't talk to you. I didn't talk to you after you like were leaving the golf course last night because I went to bed. And I was like, let me just make sure he got home safe. And your location was loading like a street over and a block down from where we actually live. Oh. And I was like, my first thought was actually like, Andrew dropped his phone. Like he couldn't find parking and he dropped his phone and he can't. Like
in another girl's panties.
He needs me because I have to message him on Instagram or something and be like, this is the address that your phone's at. because it wasn't loading. It wasn't loading. And then I like spiraled and I went there and I was like, does he have a girlfriend that just like lives really close to us? Like, just for a split second, like, I don't actually believe you would cheat, but there's always that little part of me that's like, or he's having an affair.
Yeah, you're telling yourself, I could see your brain going, is he really a lawyer who makes $2.8 million a year and drives a Tesla and a Ferrari and has three kids?
Yeah. I think for a while there. And when you go on the road, it's just like you going to see your family.
Yeah. I'm going on the road. No, I'm too lazy for that, you know? Who are these guys having fucking families?
Dude? I don't even know if you can handle our family. Yeah. We don't even have a kid yet. We just have a cat.
There's guys out there that have full-on second and third families.
It's crazy. Oh, my God. It's so crazy.
You have to be in such denial to not realize it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be. I mean, it's the time management factor is insane.
Like, and they'll have like full-on job, like full-time jobs. I feel like they're normally like, I mean, of course, because they're affording two families, they're normally like men who have good careers, you know, like what is happening? How?
Yeah, it is interesting. Like the guy that has a job just so he can cheat. Like that's the other one. Like,
yeah, a job that lets him travel.
It's like, Andrew, you're gone a lot for a guy that works from home. Yeah, I work from many homes. dude, it's like that Andrew Huberman guy. He had like nine different women that he was like sleeping with at the same time. And he would write them all. The best part about when you find out that the guy's been cheating is the women will, you'll compare notes of like what he wrote you and what he's been writing. Pissed. And he just wrote like, yum to all of them. Like everyone got like a one word, like to like, you know, nudes that they would send them. He'd just be like, yum. But everyone got yum. So he was just copying and pasting. He probably didn't even write it again.
Dude, I don't care if he's saying that to multiple women. If some guy says yum to me, to my nude, I'm already pissed. Don't say yum.
There's so much pressure on the guy of like how to answer a nude.
There totally is. Like, sometimes I don't love the way that you respond, to be honest.
What's the perfect response to a nude from a guy?
I like, honestly, like, I think it's an ick.
Wowza.
No, that's giving, that reminds me of your dad. No. I'm pretty sure.
Brenna's breasts.
Oh, my God. I think I don't really like a guy who uses emojis, but I think, like, if you... Because you don't use them, if you use like a few, like, you know, that red face emoji with like the little like sweating drop, like the one.
That's like maybe... what you want. You want
No. In combination with like, wow, I'm so horny for you now or something. I don't know. I just like don't give me a one word. No, it's not hard. I'm just saying, like, don't give me a one worded response.
Yeah.
You know?
What if you just sent me like the hottest nude ever? I just wrote K.
I mean, you literally said before, you've been like, so hot, babe. Or like, good. Wow. Like, it's just.
I run out of words, man. I run out of adjectives.
No, you just don't care to think about it hard enough.
Oh, you know what? This is why. I'm fine. Next time, I'm just sending you that devil emoji and one of these fucking hang
looses. Don't. Because now I told you I want you to do that, so you can't do it anymore.
Yeah, now I have to write a fucking soliloquy.
Yeah.
From like 40-page fucking... Your breasts are like a river that runs through my mind. I'll just have AI write it. I'll just fucking
ask
ChatGPT.
That I want to drink from. Yeah.
I'll be like, ChatGPT, what should I write to some titties and ass?
Yeah.
They'll be like, we don't talk about that on ChatGPT. There's so many things that you bring up to ChatGPT to ask them to do that's not even that dark, you know? You're like, you know, write a joke about Jewish people. And they'll be like, we can't compute with that. And like those limitations is like the only thing that's going to save us from AI, I think. Mm-hmm. Or they'll just train to just kill and that'll be it. But yeah, freaking OJ died recently. Maybe that will be in the news, but
yeah, I saw that.
He died this morning. The juice. I mean, he was great in what's that movie? The baseball movie.
His documentary.
Mel is writing. So Mel is on this and she's just writing. That's in the snooze.
Oh, okay.
In the chat. But what was the movie? Oh, Naked Gun. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
I just like simply nothing. I saw something funny on Reddit. I've been on Reddit a lot since I've been here. And I saw a funny Ask Reddit that says, what's the weirdest thing your partner does that you've just accepted? And somebody will say, like, where's the comment? She sleeps with her eyes open occasionally and will also sometimes laugh like someone just told her the greatest joke ever told while sleeping. I've accepted my little demon. If somebody started laughing and cackling in their sleep, I'm putting a pillow over your head.
Wait, why do you hate that so bad? Because I'm having fun with someone else?
No, it's creepy. It's creepy. But there's some really good ones on here. And I was just thinking about you and I, like, if there was anything you felt like
that you were do?
Like, that's a really weird thing you do, but you're just like, oh, I accept it.
Trying to think. Trying to think what you do that I accept that is creepy
or like just like weird or like,
yeah,
quirky that, let's see.
I'm trying to think what you do that's quirky. I mean, the amount of different outfits you put on, in one time is pretty quirky to me.
Yeah. But,
and I accept it.
I don't think that's quirky. I just think you're like not like that's like a woman thing. It's like, does this look good? Does this look good? When you're concentrating, Andrew sticks his tongue out. Like he goes.
Oh, my dad does that too. I know, like a thirsty dog.
It's so funny to me.
That's when actually a good photo to send to you when you send your tits to me. Whenever I'm like concentrating, my tongue comes out of my mouth. I don't know what that is. That's definitely some form of mental illness.
Yeah. No, I
wonder
if it's genetic or if you picked up on it, like just like picked it up from your dad. I really,
you try to get rid of phlegm a lot.
Oh yeah. I do that. I do like,
you make noises that I don't think would come out of you.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Cause I was seeing this.
And then I'll whistle once and she's like, really?
Yeah. I was like watching this, somebody was covering this study done on twins that were separated at birth. And a lot of them have like super similar life stories, like the careers that they choose, you know, like the hobbies that they like to do, their tendencies, like, you know, they like to keep their hair brushed to the right instead of to the left, like super creepy. And then all the way down to both of these twins married, for example, a girl named Stacy. They both had a child with Stacy and named their child James. Then they divorced Stacy and both remarried a woman named Donna, like crazy, crazy shit like that. Can you believe it? So that's why I'm like, you must have like genetically picked it up from your dad, right? Like,
are you saying I have a twin that picks his nose? And
yeah, it's called my nephew.
Yeah. No, I definitely, yes. My dad, look, we both stick our tongues out. We have definitely a lot of similar mannerisms for sure. Mm-hmm. We both eat loud.
Mm-hmm.
He eats louder than me, but I definitely, yeah. I can't, the quieter I try to eat, the louder it gets, I think.
Oh my God, least, you're getting louder with age too.
Yeah. There's something about when you know a man is getting too old because he's fucking just, I don't know what it is. Maybe he just stops caring and it's like, this is how you're supposed to eat. Maybe people are supposed to sound like fucking horses just chewing on carrots. Just. But everything, man, it's bad. I'm getting a mushy ass mouth I get older.
You have a joke about it, making fun of your dad, and you do the same thing now. It's so funny.
I did it then too.
Yeah. I was on your stepmom's Facebook earlier, and there was like a photo of your dad on her profile pictures, and he's making this like same face that you make. I gotta find it because I was like, oh my god, this
why
is
were
so
you on
creepy.
My stepmom's Facebook?
Because she came up, and I was like, oh, let me look at her.
Let me
her
go profile. Through all those photos.
Yeah, but there's this face your dad's making that I'm just like, what the hell? This looks just like Andrew.
I was on your stepmom's Facebook.
Look at
you know, in 2014, May 15th.
This looks like you so much.
Yeah, that is pretty much
that
identical.
Is you. Yeah. Like
I make that face all the time
you
when
too.
You want to be sexual. I fucking make that face.
It's
because I can't
smile.
Handle it. I can't
it's the
handle
smile
it.
Smile and the beard. It's so funny. So funny to me.
It's yeah.
But yeah. I think it's adorable.
We both have a gap in our teeth too.
I think it's adorable. I like personally was well, you know what? Maybe I'll actually save this. I'm gonna save this for the Patreon.
All right. All right. Welcome to Snooze. Mel is here from her apartment. We're on Zoom. Also, if you're listening, Snooze is brought to you by our Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/puddles with Andrew and Brenna. For $5, you could get 4 extra episodes a month. We're creating a nice little community over there. Thank you so much for the people that have already supported the pod. It's a way to help our podcast for us to afford to keep doing this. So if you want to support the podcast, go to patreon.com and come on over. And $5, 4 extra apps. All right, Snooze, what do we got?
Snooze, okay. The juice is no longer loose. O.J. Simpson's family shared that he passed away yesterday after privately battling cancer, as we talked about. Before 1994, O.J. was known as one of the best all-time running backs, a Heisman Trophy winner, and an actor. And his legacy was forever changed despite being cleared by a Los Angeles jury of the horrific slashing murders of his ex-wife and male friend dubbed the trial of the century. Do you guys think O.J. was guilty? Rest in peace. Well,
rest in hell.
Yeah, it's gonna be in hell.
I mean, I definitely think he did it.
He's 100%. Not innocent.
I mean, I think there's like everything that I saw, like no one else has been accused. He had a glove that didn't fit, so it couldn't have been him.
I mean,
he rode around in a Bronco for hours after saying he was going to kill himself because he knew that he was guilty and that once he got in front of a jury, he was fucked. I still remember like it was yesterday watching that Bronco go down the 405 or whatever. No other cars, just this white Bronco. Yes, I think he did it. And I think in civil court, he got charged. But it's so funny. He's like so entertaining where he came out and then he got on Twitter and people like are like, he's still funny. He slashed their throats, you know, it's just an insane, we live in an insane world.
It's like Gypsy Rose. It's the same thing. It's like, have we forgotten that she's a murderer? You know, like.
She's so fun though.
Yeah.
She's so silly.
She got a nose job. Did you see that?
Oh, she did?
I can't wait to see her.
Gypsy nose job?
Yeah.
What? Dude, she's like gonna be like a Kardashian like in a year from now.
Yeah.
She's gonna have a BBL and a BBW and a fucking BMW, all the B's. Fucking yeah, OJ. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, what's interesting is like if you die, it's like he lived enough where when he dies and people are like, aha, karma, because he lived to 76. He had a pretty good life after killing people. But good running back. Great running back. But all right. Next.
Next topic. We have reached the first weekend of Coachella, but nobody seems to give a shit. Last year was the first time in 11 years that the festival didn't sell out both weekends. This year, it has taken one whole month to sell out the first weekend, where in the past, tickets could be sold anywhere between 40 minutes to 4 hours. On average, 125,000 people attend Coachella each year over its 2 weekends. While some people are blaming low ticket sales on the whole experience being too expensive, others are blaming the lineup. Which do you think it is?
Everyone is poor right now, number one. And also, like, Coachella's, like, not cool anymore. And, like, it's not cool, right?
Yeah, it's like a joke. Like you hear Coachella and you feel like it's been such a meme, you know, Coachella, Burning Man. It's become like a joke in itself, just the word alone. And yeah,
I think COVID, unless,
yeah, go ahead. No, people
ahead.
Like post COVID, like right after COVID, everyone wanted, they didn't care what the cost was. They wanted to be somewhere. They wanted to be around people. They wanted to be at festivals. They wanted to be at comedy shows. And that's, you know, when you can't afford eggs, it starts to die down a little bit. And everyone's like, okay, we did that. It's like me going golfing after you left. I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with that.
I think in general, just like that kind of, I don't know, like it's not cool to do, like it's different. It's hobbies or trends, you know, like it's not cool to go to Coachella anymore. It's cool to like go and like have a healthy day with your friends and like go to the beach and like be wholesome and eat like acai bowls. And like nobody's talking about like the Kardashians anymore. Like the Kardashians used to like go to Coachella. So everybody wanted to go to Coachella. Like no one cares about the Kardashians anymore. Like it's just, also we're in a recession. So like being minimal and like easygoing is like now what's cool. And Coachella is just like the last thing it is easygoing. Like it's just not the vibe.
Well, so much of just like going out culture, going to clubs has all died down. Like all that like drinking, partying culture in this whatever generation Z or whatever has like, people don't get fucked up like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean, who's the main, who are the two or the top artists at Coachella?
The headliners are Lana Del Rey, Tyler, the Creator, and Doja Cat. And no doubt they'll be making their reunion.
Yeah, I don't care about any of those artists. I honestly,
not enough to go to the desert.
No. And like wear a pair of like $70 Free People shorts, like denim cutoff shorts.
And sleep in a tent.
Yeah.
Like I can't afford a hotel room.
And so many people that go to Coachella do it for themselves and to just get the photo on Instagram. And they've done it the last 5 years and they're like, okay, this got me this. I'm kind of over it. I did it. I got the photo.
Yeah.
On to the next thing. Anyhow. All right. What's next?
All right. Lastly, Ice Spice. A24 and Apple Original Films are partnering to produce a new Spike Lee film where Ice Spice is making her acting debut alongside Denzel Washington, who is not making his acting debut, as we know. The crime thriller titled High and Low is a reinterpretation of Akira Kurosawa's 1963 film noir of the same name and tells the story of a rich businessman who gets extorted after his child gets kidnapped and falls into debt after paying the ransom. Do we think Ice Spice is like his child?
I feel like if you get enough followers on Instagram and TikTok, you can be the star of any movie. Like you literally,
dude,
like,
do you know who Ice Spice is?
Yeah, I know she's a singer. She has like a couple hit songs.
She did a song with like Taylor Swift. She like was on one of her tracks.
I'm just saying you could get famous enough just based off of followers where you'll get opportunities that you probably don't deserve compared to other actors.
Yeah, definitely.
Which, you know, there's this person that's like insanely viral right now. His name's Sketch. I don't even know if he's come up on your TikTok, but he's just this 25-year-old guy, right, who pretends he has autism and everyone thinks he's like 20 years old and he talks like Trump and I'll just go, "What's up, brother? Hey, brother."
That's what, like, that trend is.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a boy thing.
Special plays, special teams, special players. And it's like blown up like insane. Everyone's doing it. He can only go down from here because it's blown up so much. But I say all that to go, he's going to probably get an opportunity. Like I could see him playing Denzel Washington's brother, like just because he fucking blew up on TikTok. Like these are the kind of people that in the future are going to be in our movies. Are these people that haven't even created anything or like not deserving?
Yeah, but people want to watch the movies.
Yeah, people go to it.
Because I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm, like, excited to see how Ice Spice is as an actress. Because she's so unique. right? Like,
in a way, she's playing a character herself.
Yeah, you know? totally. But like, are they gonna cast her like how she is? Like, I don't know. It's just interesting.
Well, sometimes someone like that will then play like a normal role, and people are like, oh my god, Ice Spice could just be a regular person. Like that, like just because it's so far removed of who they are, it's, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like when Will Ferrell plays like a not a funny role, and everyone's like, oh my god, he's a genius. So like the bar is a little low. But yeah, no, I just think we're gonna get to the place where it's not gonna be the best actor.
Do you think Will Ferrell is a genius?
Yes. Insane genius.
Like a genius, how, like, I don't know, like an engineer's a genius?
A different kind of genius. Everyone has, yeah.
Like a social genius, right?
Yeah.
Or like a, I don't know. Obviously, I'm not a genius.
You're a genius with skincare.
I can feel. But I feel like a kid who like has to go to like the counselor's office for extra algebra training, or like, you know, like into the lower classes, because as an adult, like, I feel like I'm falling behind. People my age know things that I'm like, I feel like I should know that, but I don't know it.
But I don't know. Sometimes we give value to someone that just knows,
I don't know,
a lot of facts. Just, and so we're like, they must be so smart. But really, they're just recycling things. I do it myself, where you hear like five like good talking points, and then everyone's like, man, that person's so smart.
I feel it mostly like when I'm trying to make, when I'm trying to talk in a sentence and like give my thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, do I have like an adult speech impediment?
Like, do you feel like your thoughts aren't coming out of your mouth, or the thoughts aren't even coming at all?
I swear I do I do think so deeply, but I cannot.
There is something amazing about someone that's a genius, but is mute or like can't speak. But if he could only speak, but there are people like that. There are people that, like, maybe when you write it down, look, you did my resume way better than I could ever do my own fucking resume. You are very smart, and you do know big words when you are able to.
I'm smart in like a, you wouldn't, people, when they meet me, they think I'm dumb. I really know that, but I'm not as dumb as I come across. Does that make sense?
But you're but you're a pretty girl, so people are also going to assume you're dumb before talk.
But I sound dumb, you know? It's okay. I know. I'm aware of it, but I'll just become smart in a different way. Whatever.
It's not
a big deal. It's not like dumb. It's just like, it's not like my job to be pretty. It's not my job to be smart, to be honest. To me, it's my job to be a nice person and a kind person, and like do good things in the world and treat people with respect. Like, that's my, like, I think to me, like, that's my priority before someone's like, she's so smart. But everybody has different priorities. So
look, there's a lot of people that are dumb that go, not only am I gonna be dumb, I'm gonna be mean too, because I'm angry that I'm not smart enough.
Yeah.
I mean, if that pushes you to be kinder and a gentler person and more caring and treat your clients better and treat the world better and be a nice role model and empathetic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then be as dumb as you can be. Be a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm
not smart.
I just have been feeling it. Like, I'm like, God, I think I'm dumb.
Look, I go through that all the time. I go through all those like feelings of like, especially when I think of jokes and think of myself as a stand up and watch other stand up. And I'm like, I can never come up with that kind of idea.
Yeah, that must be so hard to like see that, you know, and not compare yourself.
Yeah, it's tough, but you know, it's like a different kind of, you know, you don't watch someone else be an esthetician and see how they massage someone's face and be like, I can never massage someone's, or it's not as public for that instance. You're never gonna show your full facial. Maybe you should on YouTube and then have people be like, dude, this facial is not as good as her last facial.
Yeah, but no matter what, I'm never going to be under as much scrutiny from people as you are. So,
yeah,
you know, there's a lot, you get a lot more judgment than I do.
Well, I'm sorry you're feeling dumb. I don't think you're dumb. I think you just
Look,
we can all I think what it comes down to is what we want to retain and what we focus on. And you studied for the esthetician thing in like 3 days. You learned a book full of shit of like insanely hard words to memorize. And really, really tough shit, like nothing. Like you have an incredible brain, and I don't want you to feel like you're dumb because you're not. You just don't talk that well sometimes.
I don't articulate well,
but it's good that you're a podcaster.
I know. That's why I'm like, what am I doing here? When people message me and they say, you say like too much, I'm like, I know I do.
It's one of the 30 words I know. Yeah.
Like, I don't what do know you want conjunctions, please. Conjunctions. Give me a break.
But look, you could be also the worst kind of person where you learn big words and then you use them all the time and you're like, conjunction, right?
Yeah.
It's such a conjunction, a dilemma, if you will. Thesaurus, you know?
That's great.
You know, at least you're real in yourself.
Well, I think the same thing about you. I think that you think so deeply and like, you have a lot of profound perspectives, and I always appreciate your perspective. And
I like that we talk through a computer, and now we like say what we feel about each other.
I'm like, wow, I really actually love you.
Yeah, you're actually pretty cool, dude. All right, next segment. What do we got?
Your favorite sex trivia.
Oh boy, here we go.
All right,
let me lube up.
Some of them are multiple choice. Most of them are, you just have to guess. So,
all right.
What ancient civilization would crush a first-time rapist's testicles between two stones?
What? The Aztecs.
Oh, we just have to guess. There's no multiple choice.
There's no multiple choice. Yeah, I can make a multiple choice.
No. Don't worry about it. I feel like it's got to be somewhere that respects women. And you said it was ancient?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Rome.
Yeah, the Romans.
Nice.
Good job.
Dude, it's so funny to get that right after the conversation.
After all that, yeah, dude, it was unbelievable. Oh, it was perfect timing. I mean, you are smart. Rome. I'm feeling like people that were nice to women. Rome. Fucking nailed it. Dude, I said the Aztecs. I don't even know if that's a civilization.
Yeah, I feel like that's just the only ancient civilization you know about.
Yeah. You know, when I was in high school, I had to get like three more credits to graduate, and I just did a one-on-one with a history teacher, and it was all about just ancient, like Tenochtitlan, Mexico City. And I just had to meet with this guy one-on-one all the time and just talk about like old ancient shit. I don't know. Anyhow, Mr. Lilim, shout out. What's Tenochtitlan? I just remember that's what Mexico City used to be, and it's just so fun to say. Tenochtitlan.
All right,
next one.
An 18th century French prostitute could be spared punishment if she were willing to do what? Yeah, we have options. Join the opera, serve as a jester, spend a night with the king.
Spend a night with the king.
I think it's a trick question to serve as a jester.
It is join the opera.
Oh. Wow.
Really
sucked at that one.
All right. Well, we're done.
The opera must have been a big deal. I mean,
yeah,
no, I guess so. Sure.
I mean, more than fucking the king.
Yeah, more important.
Luckily she had a king that wasn't horny.
Yeah, I was gonna
I'm
say,
tired maybe. Of fucking, I'd rather just hear you
well
sing.
The king can't.
I want you to shut up. Hey, how about you instead of like shut up and fuck me, he's like, don't fuck me and sing.
Yeah, what a weirdo. what a fucking creep. Yeah.
What a creep, dude.
Okay, next. Another multiple choice one. In ancient Greece, if a man was found guilty of adultery, he could have his pubic hair removed or this vegetable shoved up his anus. And the options are a radish, a carrot, or a cucumber.
A carrot.
I feel carrot too.
It was a radish.
Damn.
I was just thinking, like, I don't think they had cucumbers back then. They didn't know about them.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. And I was thinking the same with radish.
I thought of radish because to me, radish kind of feels like a sister of an onion, you know?
Oh.
And like maybe they discovered that a radish, but bunnies eat carrots. So those were definitely there.
It'd be funny if that's how they figured out how pickles are made.
It fermented in their asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
This tastes good. But he had two options though of shaving his pubes was the
well,
other
I don't,
one? Or,
I don't think he had options. I think like the guy.
I love that that was like the fucking. That's just funny that that was the.
What would you choose? But get rid of your pubes. That makes it sound like they were waxing it, right?
I don't think they had.
Maybe
wax.
Cutting it with a sword.
Whatever is maybe the most painful, torturous way.
Yeah.
It's ancient Greece.
Maybe they're just ripping them out one by one. That's why.
That would be torture.
Yeah. We're just thinking that they're trimming. I'm thinking like, you got a nice trimmer set on three. Oh,
they,
no.
They don't have cucumbers. They definitely don't have like a Venus five cartridge.
But that's where
razor.
My brain went, like trimming pubes. I'm like, who gives a fuck about trimming
cream.
The pubes? They,
Are
yeah,
you comfortable?
They probably put like, am I? Oh. Come on. All right, next, what do we got?
What percent of women who engage in oral sex swallow their partner's ejaculate every time?
I'd say 12%.
Every time?
Every time.
0%.
30%.
Damn, there's some hungry women.
They're lying.
Do you feel like you want to swallow and eat jizz more when you haven't eaten dinner?
No, only when I've had like two drinks minimum. Or if I'm really horny, if I'm ovulating, then I'm like fine.
I love the person that only swallows when she's hungry.
I can't eat cum on an empty stomach.
I can't eat vagina after having chicken parm. Just a lot of chewing.
Oh god.
All right, what's next?
In what state? Oh, wait. Okay, I'm starting that sentence over. In what state is sex with an animal, unless performed for profit, is not considered sodomy and therefore is legal?
Damn, definitely
a
southern
state.
I'm going Alabama.
That's funny. I was going to say Alabama or, no, not Texas. Yeah, I'm going to go with Alabama.
Utah.
Yeah, Utah's Damn. Weird, like the Mormons.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, you could have 10 wives and a fucking...
and a raccoon.
And you can fuck a yeah. horse.
Yeah, dude, you can fuck...
In case you need a cock.
Everything is open.
That, you can always have sex with a horse.
Oh, if you're a guy in Utah, there's no limits
to
what you can cheat on your wife with. It's not cheating. It's just having fun.
Wait, you know what I was just thinking about?
Fucking an animal.
No, if I had to pick between the pubes and the radish, you take the radish because it's just a little bulb. Like a radish is like a little bulb. It's not shaped like a carrot or a cucumber. So definitely you want that. That probably feel
good.
Yeah,
they'd be pissed when you have an orgasm.
You could probably make them eat your gum after that.
They're like, oh my god, this girl. This girl's way too into this.
All right.
I don't know. I feel like when you sleep, there's this, you know, people are like, I can't believe she had sex with a horse, and people get so mad about it. But then I'm like, that horse like only has sex with other horses, and now he's getting a woman? Are you kidding me? That horse is fucking stoked, I would think.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? If you got like horse, like fly vagina all the time, and then you got any kind of woman vagina, gross. It's just like, it's got to be. I'm just saying for a horse. Anyhow. What's next? Brenna, what are you doing?
What?
Okay. We'll do three more. According to a Durex study, women from what country are most likely to fake orgasms?
I feel like Russia.
The U.S.
Canada, close.
Interesting. Because
they're just nicer people?
Probably.
Like they say sorry a lot, so I guess them having an orgasm is a way to just appeased in person.
Yeah,
I could see that. I thought Russia or something like that, because if they don't pretend, then they're risking their lives. So I thought out of fear they would pretend. But anyway,
is it
what do you think is happening in Russia?
I'm just saying, in other countries where it's like where women aren't seen as equal, if they don't pretend to have an orgasm, it could be friggin' trouble for them. That's all.
Okay.
Who are you texting over there?
Nobody.
Well, you're looking down a lot.
Sorry, I was pulling something up for the podcast. Promise.
What were you pulling up?
Don't worry about it. Let's continue.
All right.
It isn't.
Come on to you. I'm on to you over there. You're probably looking up radishes for your asshole.
I'm door dashing.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Okay.
Your door radishes.
See, babe, you're so smart.
Yeah. All right.
It is ancient.
I don't even know if that worked.
It is ancient legend that Cleopatra had how many orgasms in a day?
What the hell? In a day? Obviously, it's got to be a lot then.
8 or 13.
You could take all the numbers over there.
You get two choices. Or 23.
I'm
going to
go with
27.
I'm going to go with something crazy, like 18.
Well, it's only two.
Oh.
I love that for a woman. That's wild.
No,
though.
It's not.
That's like crazy for a girl.
That's not crazy, no.
Per day? Every day?
Well, every day is kind of crazy, yeah.
Yeah,
you know how many radishes that is?
I'm about to find out.
You're going to take down the whole radish. Dude,
the
prices of radishes are going to go up.
Radish industry, man.
Find out on Patreon.
Oh, my God. All right, last one.
What sea animal enjoys group sex?
Oh, this is...
The animal that enjoys group sex?
The sea animal.
Oh, I know.
Oh.
The dolphin.
Is it? The dolphin?
What do you think?
I was thinking something smaller, like a seahorse, but I don't think it's a seahorse. Maybe like an anemone.
What do you think? This is Utah?
Maybe like an or like clownfish. I don't know.
Were you about to say an enigma?
An anemone?
An anemone?
Like something that's like technically, babe. They're technically individuals, but they live in like groups, like some type of bacteria, like an enemy or whatever, right? Gotcha. I don't know. What is it, Melanie?
It is porpoises.
Yeah, dolphins.
Yeah, I didn't know if they were the same thing exactly, but I just...
How do you know so much about dolphins? Yeah, I was like, oh, porpoise is definitely what I just said it was, like bacteria. You're like, yeah.
No, a porpoise is a dolphin,
really?
Dude. Yeah.
Wow. He lives in Florida.
Yeah, I guess.
They fuck all the time. Dolphins are so horny. It's
yeah,
crazy.
Dude, they are like high on life. Of course they're horny. They're like in the sun, just like swimming around, splashing and jumping.
Oh, having a blast
yeah.
down
and
there.
They like love they humans and like have anything. Friends. Yeah, they're horny.
Oh, they don't have to go to Coachella. They just fuck and just.
What'd you say?
What happened?
I just knocked.
Is your mom in the other room or something?
She's down. Yeah, I'm upstairs. Dude, they can totally hear me.
What if you walk down and in the kitchen there's just 7 radishes on the table? Ready to go.
Dude, yeah, they can definitely hear me, but I don't care. I've said crazier things.
That's true. All right. So that's it, right? And then what, we got a skincare tip?
No. Yeah, skincare tip, and we'll save this thing for the next pod.
Or we can save it for Patreon, I guess.
Oh, okay. Anyhow. I just wanted to say signs of overuse of your retinol. Or a retinol that might be too strong includes redness, irritation, inflammation, and thinning, which can lead to retinol burn. But not to be confused with your skin acclimating to retinol, which can cause some like dryness and flakiness. But if you're experiencing redness or like tenderness to the touch and like that inflammation, you should either spread out the number of times you're using it, or it's just not the right formulation for you. And you should search for a retinol that's basically formulated with a lot of like cushiony ingredients around it, like ceramides, peptides, anything healing. My personal favorite is it's kind of a blend of acids, but it does have retinol in it. I really like the Skin Better Science Alpharet Overnight Cream. Or alternatively, if you're like, have never been on a retinol before and you really want to get into it, I highly, highly suggest the Dr. Loretta Concentrated Firming Serum. That's formulated with all of those ingredients that I just mentioned, and it's super gentle, great to introduce into the skin.
Awesome. Thanks, Brenna. And thank you for listening, and go buy yourself a radish, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Puddles, puddles, puddles. Everybody now puddles, puddles. Everybody get up, because you get down, and then everyone will come over here.